Lecture topic, keeping the heart clean for ilm.
One of the things that become a major blockage in the matter of acquiring the knowledge of deen, the Quran Sharif, the Hadith Sharif. So like other things become blockages in day-to-day life, sometimes some pipeline becomes blocked, the water doesn't flow. So now somebody has to go and clean that out so the water can come, can start flowing again. Sometimes some wire gets, something happens, so the electricity doesn't flow. It's now kinked to whatever has happened. As a result, that whatever appliance has to be now switched on is not coming on, or the light is not coming on. So blockages come and block the flow of the benefit. So likewise, knowledge, there's a flow of knowledge that comes, and it doesn't come from book to heart. It comes from heart to heart. That's the primary channel of knowledge, of ilm. It comes from heart to heart. So now to the extent that a person keeps his heart clean to those who he has to acquire knowledge from, to that extent he's keeping this line clean, and he's keeping this flow coming without any interruption. And when he puts in any dirt, allows any dirt to come and disrupt this flow, then obviously he's going to be disrupted. So the knowledge that comes from the side of Allah Ta'ala, this is a system Allah Ta'ala has created in dunya. Like everything else that we know about the system of dunya, we understand the system, we go by the system. The qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is beyond every system. And when Allah wishes, then Allah Ta'ala will do what He pleases against the system also. But the general thing that will happen according to the system as per the nizam and the system Allah has created. So a person doesn't disrespect the system of fire, for example. That now fire is fire, I'll put my hand in the fire. Nobody does that. So we follow the system. So likewise, a very important part of this system is to keep our hearts clean towards those whom we acquire knowledge from. That will keep the flow of knowledge coming without interruption. Now dunya is dunya. Things happen in dunya. People can make mistakes also. But that's our issue now, that whether we want this flow to remain uninterrupted or want to allow some dirt to come and settle in the way, in the flow of knowledge, and as a result, person is sitting and getting nothing. One incident, Hazrat Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in his kitab, Adabul Muta'allimin, that one student, he's about one of the senior personalities, is writing, that he had to move over from one madrasa to another for whatever the reason was, after, well, whatever study had been completed there. And in that process, one ustad who was his very early ustad, somehow he missed going to greet him first, and he went and moved on to the next place. It wasn't something by just done deliberately to just sideline him or whatever. It just happened by chance. Now, when he went to the next place, and against all the things that were always the case, that he could learn very easily, understand everything very well, and had no issue, yeah, he just cannot make any headway. Now sometimes it becomes so clear and dramatic, and sometimes a person doesn't realize where has this come from. What's the reason for this blockage? So in any case, now he's trying to figure out what happened. This is completely against the norm. Person could understand everything without difficulty, can't understand anything now. After a lot of thought, this crossed his mind that I did not greet this ustad when I left. So he wrote a letter to him, say that I'm now realizing I didn't greet you before leaving, and I just am writing this letter to now just apologize and to request your du'as. So in reply, the ustad said, well, I didn't mind, but this thought did cross my mind that perhaps you just went away without greeting because, well, this person taught me right at the elementary stage. So he's one of the, just the, by the way, people. So that thought did cross my mind. So obviously it created some hurt that this person felt this way perhaps. Now that became the blockage. He says as soon as he received the answer, everything opened out. As soon as that answer came, that whole blockage suddenly went away. Now outwardly it seemed like, where's the link? there doesn't seem to be any link between these things. Where's the forgetting to greet somebody and the blockage in learning and understanding? But all these things are linked. Person who decides to ignore it, then he suffers the consequences. Person who takes care of all this, then he enjoys the benefit of it. So these are things to be very conscious about, very careful about. And as mentioned, dunya is dunya. These things happen sometimes. But we have to keep our hearts clean. And one of the very effective and easy ways of keeping our hearts clean is to make dua. Dua for everybody, and dua in particular for those whom we seek knowledge from, our asatiza. And all those who have been a means of knowledge reaching us from our childhood. Daily to make dua for them. This is a very great means of bringing barakat in that knowledge and bringing that flow even greater. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.